Episode 14, about Reiki. Welcome to the Lightworker Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Ubel-Grant. I am a lightworker, a meditation facilitator, Reiki master, and a health and wellness enthusiast who thrives on helping people. Connection is my superpower, and I just love bringing people to a space where transformation can occur. Are you looking for information on being a lightworker? Are you a lightworker and just love collecting knowledge from other lightworkers? Then this is exactly where you need to be right now. Spirit has brought you here for a reason, and my hope is that this podcast will offer some new information and insights that will help you on your journey. I am here to help you connect and grow on your true path as a lightworker. Hi lightworkers, welcome to the Lightworker Podcast. Once again, I hope you've had a great week. So today I thought I'd share energy healing with you, and Reiki particularly, as it's become a big part of my healing journey. And I wanted to share some of the insights that I've had over the years and the experiences that have been brought my way with Reiki. So if you've ever wondered what Reiki is, then I plan to give you a little bit of insight today. If you've ever wondered how Reiki can help you, I also plan to shed some light on that too. So once again, I'm sitting at home in my cubby house in Budrum. I'm surrounded by the beautiful trees, and it's a bit rainy outside today, so it's quite nice to sit in here and talk to you guys. And I was just sitting here reflecting on how far I've come personally in the 19 years that I've had Reiki as part of my life, and also reflecting on how different the world perceives energy healing compared to back then. And I thought it'd be nice to share some of these insights with you today. So let's get into it. So as I said earlier, I came across Reiki when I was 19, and this was something that I did as part of a massage course that I had enrolled in, and it was a 12-month course that I did, and the teachers at this massage school suggested that the students learn Reiki, and they suggested a teacher, and I had no idea what Reiki was. I had no idea about any kind of energy healing. I had no real faith or religion. And so I thought, right, I'll just go and see what happened. And that's not to say that Reiki is a religion or a faith at all. It is something that couples beautifully with anyone's belief system. So along I went to this Reiki course, and at the time the lady's name was Dorothea Saggy, and she used to run it over a two-day weekend, and you'd stay at her farm out in the middle of Victoria. And the first day was a lot of talking and learning theoretical aspects of Reiki, a lot about chakras and energy systems. And to be honest, I actually found it very hard to stay awake that day because I found my body resisting it big time. There were concepts and language that I'd never heard before, and I didn't know what to do with that information. I couldn't actually, my mind wasn't actually sorting any of it because it was so unfamiliar to anything that I'd been aware of previously. So I was in shutdown mode and was actually thinking of running. The only problem was that my girlfriend had driven that day, so it wasn't my car sitting there, so I couldn't leave. And I also remember thinking, holy moly, I have come in contact with a cult. These people are talking about God and connecting to God, and there's a lot of godly talk, all these things that triggered me, really. They brought up an emotional response and really caused me to shut down. So I found it quite difficult the first day to even accept some of the teachings that were being taught that day. And it wasn't until the second day when we were attuned and I experienced the attunement, and the colours that I saw inside my mind during that attunement were amazing. And the feeling running up through my body was warm and loving, which was quite a surprise, really, because I was having this contradiction going on inside my head. My body was comfortable, but my head was trying to fight it, so my ego was in there having a lovely time. So anyway, this second day, and we've had the attunement, and then we're standing up there, and we've paired up at the massage tables, and we're going to do a healing, our first healing. And Dorothea says, now shut your eyes and just hold your hands out, out to either side of you, and just feel the center of your palms and just see what happens. Just take a deep breath in and out and just observe the palms of your hands. And don't think about where your hands need to go. Don't think about anything. Just focus on the center of your palms and just see what happens. Now I'm there and I've got my eyes closed and I've taken a deep breath and I'm internally thinking, well, this is really silly because my palms aren't doing anything. I can't really feel anything in my hands. Anyway, I took another deep breath and then next thing you know, my hands wanted to move. And what I found myself doing was watching my hands move along the body, and then they came to an abrupt stop at the knee of this gentleman that was on the table. And for that next 10 minutes, my hands actually wouldn't move. I could stop it if I wanted to. I was aware that I could actually pull them away, but there was resistance there to pulling it away. So I figured that I might as well just stay there and hold my hands there and see what happened. So I just stood there and I'm just observing that and having a play with that magnetic feeling that I was feeling in my hands, and the fact that I could pull it away if I wanted to, but it kept on wanting to go back. And then I felt heat coming out of my palms, and then it released, and then I moved back around to the top of the head and my arms went out and up and around, and I was just observing that they were moving on their own. And one thing that was quite astounding is that because we were told to keep our eyes closed, I found it very difficult to keep my eyes closed because I was so interested that other people would be doing the same thing as me, that what happened to us in this attunement, there was this curiosity that how come my hands want to move on their own? Is anyone else? I had so many questions. Is anyone else experiencing this? What is this that I'm feeling? But something that deep down inside me just knew that this was right, that this felt comfortable. And afterwards, when we spoke about the healing with the person that was on the table, the first thing he said was, how did you know that my knee was sore? And I said, I didn't know. And I just said, I just followed where my hands wanted me to go, and that was where they needed to be. And he was quite shocked that was what had happened, because we had not spoken about anyone's ailments prior to this healing, and we were just led, honestly, just to trust our intuition and just feel our hands and feel what would happen. And that's the way I like to teach Reiki now. I like to help people to discover their own healing way, because everybody has a different way. That day, there were 10 people in the room, and everybody had a different experience, and the energy came through them a different way. And we were all encouraged to just focus on that and grow with that and explore that and have a childlike wonder about that and just see what happened. And the more we were able to do that, the stronger the feeling was. And over time, since then, that's exactly what I've done in my practice, is just become an observer. Just watch my hands and feel the energy through my hands, feel it flowing through my body, and just see what happens. As part of Reiki, you learn to do a self-healing every morning, and it's encouraged that you do that every day. And I've spoken about this on previous podcasts, but that self-healing that you do has a profound effect on your day. I did an experiment in the beginning. Like I said, I was very skeptical about all of this, and so I needed to test and measure and see if I noticed a difference, and I did. So the days that I did the healings on myself, and all that consisted of was sitting up in bed in the morning, putting my hands out either side and just feeling the energy flowing from my hands and just seeing where my hands wanted to be. And I just let them go and just observe where they would go. So I found that my hands would just take off. And now this doesn't happen for everybody straight away, but the more that you can let go and just watch your hands, the more that you do connect to the ability to do that. And I feel that that self-practice in the morning is a really good place to start with practicing, to be the observer and to really let go and just play around with the energy. Feel for the heat, feel for the cold, feel for any buzzing in your hands or any, weird sensations that are different from usual. And I would just sit there in the morning and just run my hands around and just sit quietly. So effectively you're in a meditative state because you are fully present in the moment. You're not thinking about what you're going to do in 10 minutes. You're not thinking about what breakfast you're going to eat. You're just observing what your hands are doing and how your body is feeling, and just allowing yourself to be completely and fully present in the moment. And you find it quite easy to step into the gap, which is the gap between thought, and it's really quite silent and peaceful there. And this was really an introduction to me into meditation and having the ability to calm your body just by attuning into feeling that energy flowing through you. And the more that I practiced that, the better I got at it, and I found that I could meditate for long periods of time. And at the time, it wasn't something I shared with a lot of people, because when I mentioned that I did Reiki, it was like having this new party trick. Everyone wanted you to pull it out when they were drunk at a party and show me what Reiki is. But when you talked about it when you weren't at the party, people just glazed over. And as soon as they get that glazy look in their eyes, I just would stop talking because they're not ready to hear it. And it wasn't like you were trying to convert them in any way, but it was just exactly how I felt when I was in that first day lesson of Reiki. It's such an unfamiliar concept that people just cannot register it in their mind. They just can't fathom what it is or how it works. So I found that over the years, it has become more widespread, and it has become something that is a part of my life. So I tend to attract like-minded people now, and I have beautiful conversations about energy healing, and we share and exchange our experiences with shifting energy and being able to heal yourself from all myriads of ailments. And helping you to overcome challenges in your life through being able to be still and listen to what the body is talking to you about. Because, and I speak about this often, is that the body is always talking to us. Our intuition is always talking to us. It's just that we're not listening most of the time because we're distracted by mobile phones and internet and the shopping list that we've got to get done and running kids here and there and everywhere, that they're really, we don't make enough time where we actually just stop. And which is why I ended up getting into meditation and sharing knowledge through meditation groups, because I found creating a space where people could come and learn these concepts and principles of Reiki, of becoming still and listening to their body and being grateful and gratitude flowing from your life and finding the lessons in every situation that comes your way, and honoring your parents, teachers and elders, and not worrying and not being angry or understanding why those emotions are playing a role in your life. I found through these meditation groups, you're able to reach people and they're able to actually get the concept and have proof and evidence to show them that once you become aware of these things, your life begins to change. And that change is quite dramatic in the beginning, and I know that it was for me, because even when I was younger, when I first learned Reiki and I was doing all my Reiki behind closed doors and not sharing it with anybody because I was too scared of somebody telling me that I shouldn't be doing it, because I actually found that it had such a profound effect on my anxiety levels and stress levels and depression that was going on at the time. I found that I took back control because I, through breath work and feeling the energy and using the Reiki, I overcame the headaches that would come, and I overcame that helplessness feeling, and I overcame the not wanting to get out of bed in the morning, and I would push myself using the energy. It helped me, it lifted me up, and I was able to work through the challenges more easily. So I found that using the energy and these concepts in the meditation groups, people were having these experiences without needing to know Reiki, because the concepts themselves are powerful. And because more and more people over the past 19 years have become aware of the concepts, I mentioned the word chakra back then and nobody knew what I was talking about, but now it's mainstream. Everyone knows what a chakra is. And because of that, because there's been that leap in consciousness, because of that, people are actually able to just get it when you talk about it. When you talk about worry, and this is one of the principles of Reiki, when you talk about worry and how unhelpful worry really is, because it really means that you are either in the past or in the future. You're worrying about what somebody thinks or what something is, or something that's about to happen. And both of those things are not real, because the thing that's real is you sitting in this moment listening to me on this podcast. That's what's real. Anything else that's going on inside your mind, the shopping list you've got to do later, that is not real. That is worry, and it's not going to help you, because you don't know what's going to happen in 10 minutes time. You can make a plan and you can have it planned out down to the last second, and then something will throw you off, and then that creates worry and stress even more. It compounds and gets worse. So if you can practice being in the present moment, which is not something now that's foreign to people, this is a really common concept that people are now grasping, your life gets better. It becomes lighter and happier when you stop trying to control situations and just allow them. You're free. And it's an amazing thing. Your brain doesn't know the difference between a thought about something that is not real and a thought about something that is actually happening in the now, your body will still go through the same chemical reaction, the same process, and put you in a fight or flight situation where you've got adrenaline running through your veins and you don't know what to do with it all because you thought about something that was stressful. And that's the thing. If you can train your mind, if you are not stressed, if you're you're sitting like me in my house with the tree swaying in the background and I'm sitting in silence talking to you on this podcast, if you can really just bring it in and see where you really are at and really start to train your mind to think about being in the present moment and just allowing the future, it really has a profound effect. It completely de-stresses you and it's freedom. And that was one of my biggest things, because one of my biggest panic attacks happened when we were painting our first house, and I was painting the ceiling up a ladder, and it was like this ceiling was a million years long and it was never going to end. And I kept on mantraing over in my head, I'm never going to finish this, I'm never going to finish this, I'm never going to finish this. And I didn't realize at the time, but this was causing a chemical reaction that was going off in my body, and my heart rate began to accelerate and it began to beat outside my chest, and I began to get this cold sweat going on, and I felt dizzy, like I was going to fall off the ladder. So I got down off the ladder, and I remember saying to my partner at the time, I think you might need to call an ambulance. I think I'm having a heart attack. And then I just said, well, just wait a minute. I'm just going to see if I can do something. So I sat down and I allowed the Reiki energy to flow through me, and I just started to breathe. And I started to just listen to my heartbeat slow down, because I began to be present in that moment, and I'd stopped the chatter in my mind because I was focusing on what my body was talking to me about. I was able to really calm myself down and use the Reiki energy to bring myself back to feeling normal. So the dizziness stopped, the heart palpitations stopped, the cold sweat stopped, and I just resumed back to normal. And then while I was sitting there, I thought to myself, I really need to explore this just a little bit further. What was I thinking about just before this happened? And I remembered I was thinking about the painting, and it's never going to end. And just that thought caused all of that craziness that went on for my body. And as soon as I became aware that that happened, it meant that next time when I was hearing my thoughts and they were running off on some tangent and I could feel my body starting to run away, I could stop myself. And you can do the same thing. You can stop it by monitoring your thoughts. And this is one of the big things that Reiki has taught me, and it's something that I really focus a lot on in my Reiki classes, because it has such a profound effect on your life when you start to realize that your thoughts have power. So when we move down onto anger, just for today, do not anger. Now this is just absolutely a waste of your life. If you're angry at somebody still for something they did to you 10 years ago, it's time to look at yourself. It's really time to forgive yourself and to forgive that other person and just let them go. Just let it go. Because that anger, the only person it's hurting is you. That other person's living their life totally oblivious to the fact that you still hold anger for them. And that anger, just like the thoughts when you're worrying, has a physiological effect on your body. It sends chemical reactions through your body, and your brain sorts more angry things that will come your way, and the universe sends you more situations where your trigger for anger is tested. So if you're able to forgive and release whoever it is that you're still angry at, what you'll find is the universe stops sending you those angry situations and your life gets better. It's also another principle of Reiki. Now, I won't go through all of them today, but I just thought that I'd touch on those two because they've had huge effects on my life. Just those two. I used to be so angry, and I didn't even know why I was angry. And it wasn't until I started really diving into healing on a more personal level for myself, learning Reiki 2 and going to Masters, learning past life regression, and I spent a bit of time with my Reiki teacher and some of the people that I learned with, and we did healings on each other and we would swap and we explored why we're angry and we explored the emotions that would come up. And for me, it came from a past life. So it wasn't even anything that had happened to me in this life that created that deep-seated anger that was inside me. So I had to explore this past life. And once I could see the truth and the message behind what that life was trying to show me, the appreciation and gratitude I had for my current life bloomed. It flooded me with a feeling of bliss and love and appreciation that is beyond anything that I could imagine. And the anger just melted away. So, with Reiki, it's a journey of self-discovery, really, is what I've found. It opens doorways and windows into yourself, into your soul, and connects you to a deeper wisdom within you that's in you and is in everyone. You are able to connect to information that I never dreamed possible. It helps you to think outside the box, to ask more questions, to not just accept anything on face value anymore. It pushes the limits and creates freedom and space and peace in your life. The more that you practice, the clearer your intuition becomes, the deeper you connect to your guides and to your inner wisdom. And with that comes life-changing results. And for me, anxiety and depression are things of the past. They're not anything that I experience now at all. And I know there's a lot of research that talk about depression being a chemical thing, and that is true. But what happens with Reiki is because you're working with the energy, because you're raising your frequency, you start eating differently. You start looking after the body that we're in this physical form, and you start caring and loving it and feeding it good food. It happens just by osmosis. It's not something that you deeply think about. It just begins to happen. So my diet and my life has changed dramatically over the last 10 years. The more I dived into that personal intuition and listening to my body even more and hearing the call when you'd have information come your way and synchronicities and the universe showing you things. So I no longer drink coffee and I drink very little alcohol. And it's not something that has happened consciously. It's just happened on its own over time. I just realized that I didn't really drink the coffee that was made for me, and I don't really drink the alcohol that gets poured in front of me. And you have a clearer head, and your body feels vital, and you're light, and you feel happy, so you attract happy. So with that note, I hope this gives you a little insight into what Reiki is, and it also shares a little bit of my story of awakening, which is the purpose of this podcast, because we all have them, and that's why I love interviewing people that have their beautiful stories of awakening, and with the hope that we all grow together and share our stories. So this is a little bit about Reiki today, and I hope you've enjoyed it. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
head over to lightofwellness.com. That is www.lightofwellness.com now and sign up for my newsletter by joining the Light Tribe. I will keep you up to date with the latest info on upcoming episodes, workshops, meditation groups, and Reiki courses. I would also love if you have a chance to rate us on iTunes. Ratings means we are able to reach more people. Thank you again so much for joining me today. Have a great week. The content found within these podcasts are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Nothing on this website is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any physical or medical conditions. If you have any physical or medical conditions, you should seek the advice of your medical professional immediately.